This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's time for 5 on. Layla Rahimi and Marshall Harris with Mark Grody bring you 5 topics on their minds today on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. I got 5 on. Number 1.
This is 5 on It, 670 Score, special edition. Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, and friend of the show and CHSN host and analyst Clay Harbor. And it's Packers week, baby. So before Chicago takes on Green Bay, tune in Sunday from 12 to 325 for your local Ford dealers pregame show right here on 670 The Score. Olin Kreutz, Patrick Manley, and Mully will get you ready for the game. Then immediately following the game, they'll have instant reaction on the postgame show streamed exclusively on YouTube and Twitch. The postgame show is presented by TimberTech Decking and Railing and Turo Tire. All of it can be heard on The Score and the Odyssey app. The Bears didn't practice Wednesday, but they still released an injury report. Running back Kyle Manungai was listed with an ankle. Receiver Roma Dunze listed with a foot. Cornerback Tyreek Stevenson listed with a hip. Which of these three players would hurt the Bears' chances at beating the Packers the most if they weren't available on Sunday? Marshall Harris.
Listen, it's a lot going on. I'm trying to figure out, do I prioritize offense over defense? And I think on a day like this, you got to prioritize defense. I'm going to need Tyreek Stevenson to be available on Sunday. That's because Rome is great in the passing game. He's been a great as a blocker. No block, no rock. Kyle Manungai, I think he's going to play. I mean, I guess I'm less worried about him. But if I'm being honest with myself, I need Tyreek Stevenson available. Because a hip is nothing to play with when you're a cornerback. Last time I checked, you got to open them hips up, out, whatever.
Flip
the hips. I think it's Stevenson for me now. I'm interested in what you two have to say about this.
For me, it is offense. Kyle Manungai had 130 yards last week. Yeah. I need him to be fine. I need him to be A-okay. I think that is the best way to neutralize the pass rush that you're going to see on the other side. Just run the ball. When in doubt, run the ball. So I need everybody who runs the ball to be doing their thing and to be doing it at that level. Like, Eagles game, I know that it's unrealistic to think you're going to get 2 100-plus-yard rushers since it hadn't happened for the Bears prior to that. In the 1985 season, that's how long the gap had been. And we're talking about Walter Payton and Matt Zui, so geez. But still, Kyle Manungai's health is of the utmost importance to me. I also think that the Bears may have been gaming the Packers, who were gaming the Bears, who were... Because did you see how many people were on the Packers injury report?
18?
Yeah.
Is that a lot?
I'm like, what? Whole team. Just put the whole team at that point. What are you doing?
I love gamesmanship.
Layla is exactly right. You win the prize. You win. Kyle Manungai is currently has the 6th best rush EPA in the entire NFL with running backs over 100 carries. Guys in front of him, Jonathan Taylor, Jahmyr Gibbs, Rashad White, Kareem Hunt, and Devin Achane, then Kyle Manungai. This guy has been a difference maker. When you're a defense and you're planning for two different style of running backs, that's difficult. You need thunder and lightning. You need both of these guys. I know Swift's a good player, but when you go 255 yards, he had over 80 yards after contact. That's more yards than the Eagles had last week. Kyle Manungai is a difference maker. Yeah, Rome, big time receiver. But when you got Luther Burden, DJ Moore, Luther can play inside and out. Colson Loveland can play outside, inside. You still have weapons. Tyree Stevenson, Jalen Johnson, Kyler Gordon are back. You got Nashon Wright on the other side leading the NFL in takeaways. Okay. I'm okay if
defensive
we take Tyreek Stevenson, let him sit out for a week, get healthy, while we have these cornerbacks and defensive backs showing that their pitch count is going to go up.
DeAndre Swift can't run the football?
Well, he can, but he needs his partner in crime.
Clay, you could have run the football last week. The size of those holes on Black Friday? Come on, man.
Don't make me pull up the yards after contact.
I got you.
Again.
I heard what you said about the 80 yards after contact. We'll see. I'm just not worried about Kyle Manungai being available. I'm just not worried.
Yeah.
Stevenson not being available. I'm telling you, Jordan Love, 4 touchdowns last week.
Nah, I think Nashon Wright's got that guwagi. He's going to go up and get it, even though he's a
and go up and get burned on the other times?
You know what? You got to break some eggs to make an omelet.
Okay.
I say that now.
Number two.
Tom Brady released his latest power rankings, and they are as follows. Number 10, the Cowboys. Number 9, the Jaguars. Number 8, 49ers. Number 7, Bills. Number 6, the Rams. Number 5, the Packers. Number 4, the Seahawks. And coming in at number 3, your Chicago Bears. Number 2, the Broncos. Number 1, the Patriots. Two-part question here. Are you good with where the Bears are ranked by Tom Brady? And do you have any other issues with Brady's power rankings?
I am good with where the Bears are ranked by Tom Brady. I'm surprised at who's number 2. Like, that's kind of where I sit with it. I'm not surprised at who's number 1 because it's Tom Brady. Of course he's putting the Patriots number 1. But are you a little bit biased toward the Broncos being number 2 because they're in the division as the team you partially own? That's what made me wonder. I get that the Bears are 3. I still think, though, that... I mean, I hate to be the bearer of this news.
Bearer?
Yeah, that too. I still think that Rams are probably better. I'm sorry. I just do. I also think the Seahawks can make an argument. It's a very good NFC. I love the parity, and the Bears have done the work to earn the top spot in the NFC. I'm not taking that away from them. It's just sometimes you got your eye test. Sometimes you have to understand that the quality of opponents will show themselves. But to have the Bears up that high, I think it's because he's seen them play and he likes what he's seen. You can hear him talk about it in those ways. So that I get.
Recency bias definitely taking a toll here.
Yeah.
I think at first I was like, wait, Seattle's above the Rams? But then I went back and looked at the Seahawks schedule. They have 3 losses just like the Bears. But the 3 teams that they lost to and the manner in which they lost, week 1, they lost against the Niners by 4 points, 17-13. We know how good the Niners have been this season. Going back to their second loss, they lost a shootout to the Buccaneers, 38-35. That's also a 1-score game. And then their latest loss was in Los Angeles at the Rams, division opponent, by 2 points, 21-19. So Seattle's just as good probably as any other team you want to talk about in the NFC. Now, looking at the rest of the rankings, I think there is some recency bias with the way Tom Brady does his rankings, which I guess it should be because that's how power rankings should actually work. A reflection of what have you done for me lately? That's how the Cowboys get in there at number 10. But I think this is a pretty accurate reflection. I might have the Bills a little bit lower, but outside of that, I don't really have a problem with these rankings. You can make the case, though, that the Packers, the Rams, and the Seahawks should all be slightly above the Chicago Bears.
I had the Bears at 4 in my power rankings for CHSN, but you're exactly right with the Seahawks. The Seahawks are legit. The Seahawks rank 3rd in the NFL in points per game and 4th in points allowed per game. This team does not have a weakness. If Sam Darnold can continue to play well, the sky's the limit for them. They're going to give a Rams run for the money. I think maybe the Rams should be a little higher. I know they lost to the Carolina Panthers, but really good defense, really good offense. This is a team that has just continued to show they can get it done on both sides of the ball. And I like teams that can get it done on both sides of the ball. Bills just don't seem like the Bills of old.
They should be lower, right?
They should be lower. They don't seem like the Bills of old. The way Josh Allen's been playing has been fine. Their run game, the only team that's rushing the ball better than the Chicago Bears. But their run defense is the worst in the entire NFL. What travels in the playoffs? December, January, February. Run defense, run game. If you can't stop the run, I don't care if you got Josh Allen. I don't care if you got Superman out there. You are not going to win the big playoff games.
Also, the noticeable absence of a couple of teams, which is ridiculous to me. Eagles not in the top 10. That's number one.
They look bad.
Well, but they're still 8-4. Like, and then the Texans should be above some of these teams, too.
How do you feel about the Jaguars sneaking in there?
What have they done since they had an 0-3 start, the Texans?
Yeah, but I get why they're not. You know,
I love the Texans.
Also,
Texans
defense. I feel like, I know the Texans defense is good. I also feel like Tom Brady's just one of those guys who likes football. So, like, whatever football game he saw that he really liked might make it into the power rankings. Okay. And I'm okay with it.
Me too.
Like, I watched the team. I think they were good.
Texans defense. They lead the league in both yards and points per game allowed. Danielle Hunter is playing out of his mind. Will Anderson Jr. playing out of his mind. This defense is the best defense in the league.
Yeah, I'm not doubting the defense, but their offense is a mess. Like, yeah. They fired Bobby Slowick, their offensive coordinator, before the season began, as we know, and that was a bad idea.
CJ's like, back. It ain't Davis Mills no more.
I know,
CJ's
but they back. Haven't been able to, like, it took way too long is my point for them.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Number three.
This is Five on It with Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, and CHSN's Clay Harbor right here on 670 The Score. And you want to keep it locked right here because starting at 2 this afternoon, Spiegel and Holmes will be broadcasting live from our Blue Cross Blue Shield performance stage. They'll have Bears great Matt Forte join the show in studio at 3, followed by the man himself, everyone's favorite former Bears coach, Dave Wanstead, at 5. That's today from 2 to 6 right here. On The Score, you can watch live on YouTube and Twitch. Now to question number 3. On a scale of 1 to 10, on the disappointment meter, trademark, where would you rate the Bulls' 113-103 loss to the 5-17 Nets?
All right, so the number is 7.5. And if you're thinking it should be higher after losing to a team that has so few wins, at some point you just kind of expect this is what it is with what you have. The Bulls were missing so many good players on their roster last night. I don't know what you really expect. You expected maybe they would find a way to win the game, but I'm not that disappointed in what they were able to do with the personnel they actually had on the court. So it's 7.5 to me. I am disappointed, but I'm not like as disappointed as I was earlier in this losing streak when they really let some things go. Indiana comes to mind with Pascal Siakam hitting the game winner.
Here's the thing, though, is losing streaks need to be stopped. And you'd think that would have happened facing a team like the Nets.
Without Kobe White?
Yes, without Kobe White.
Without Isaac Okoro?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Because that happens. During the current 5-game losing streak, the Bulls have lost teams with records of 4-16, 3-16, 4-14, and 2-15. And what they shoot in that first half, like 1%, I think it was like 34. It's brutal. So, no, I think my scale on the disappointment meter is at an 8.
Yeah, I mean, they couldn't hit the 3-ball for anything. They were 7-30 on the night. I liked what I saw from Josh Giddey, 28 points. He played 36 minutes. I wanted more from Vooch. 6-18, like, when you got players out, you got to pick the game up. And Io getting a chance in the starting lineup. He goes 5-13, played some decent defense, but 1 assist, 2 rebounds. I thought Io was a guy. You give him some more extended minutes. Some guys are out. He's really going to step up. He didn't do it last night. Still a big Io fan. I'm the leader of his fan club, but I am pretty disappointed. I would say an 8.
five on it.
Number four.
Last night on Fox 32, Lou Kanellis shared this report on the Bulls.
I can tell you that Giannis and his representatives reached out to the Bulls about a potential deal, and the Bulls said they weren't interested. They were not interested in breaking up their young core or changing their course of direction that they have laid out with AK and Mark Eversley right now. Maybe things have changed.
I'm going to need a minute to process that.
David Haw, we were all David Haw in that moment. I got three letters for you, Bulls. WYD.
What are you doing? Can you reconsider this? Giannis on the Bulls would be fantastic. Maybe then other free agents would come to town. You could build around them and, you know, even charge more for those tickets at the United Center. And then you'd have more money to spend. And then you could be like, oh, second apron, no worries.
That's not how this works.
Do you dare to dream?
With the second apron, you got to start giving up like draft compensation and stuff.
They don't care about that.
They won't have it because they would have used the draft compensation to get Giannis.
Don't bring facts into this conversation.
So here's the thing. Clay, what's your favorite activity that's low impact where you don't really go anywhere? You just in place. What's that exercise machine called?
The treadmill?
The treadmill. The Bulls are very comfortable on the treadmill.
You told me he doesn't run.
He doesn't. He walks. He walks on the treadmill.
Hot
the Bulls,
walk.
They've been walking on the treadmill for quite some time. That's why they have exactly one season with a winning record over the past 10 seasons, including this year, because they're under 500 right now after a 5-0 start to the season. The issue is, rather than ramp up that treadmill a little bit, they're very content to just walk at a nice pace. You're not really getting anything done. You're getting some steps in, but you're not burning a bunch of calories as if you threw that incline up, throw the speed up a little bit.
I'd throw the incline up.
Yeah, well, yes, you would. But what I'm trying to tell you is these Bulls are just very comfortable where they are. They understand their bottom line is not going to change based on these grand ideas that you have of bringing superstars to Chicago. They tried that once with Vooch. It hasn't worked out for them.
There's a literal statue of a superstar at the United Center.
To play devil's advocate.
They've had good things happen when superstars have been on the team.
I would like to hear the devil's advocate. That guy was drafted, by the way.
To play devil's advocate, Giannis is 30 years old. I know he's never averaged in the last 8 years below 28, 10, and 5 assists a game. I know he's a superstar, but he is up there aging. Do you think the Bulls right now, with what they would have to give up if they get Giannis, they're in championship contention?
Let me tell you something, Clay. They could be if they made the required moves to have them nimble enough to act at this point. But because they refuse to see the value in draft capital like all the other 29 teams do, that's what has left them in this hole where they can't get out of their own way. They can only say, we're going to draft and develop, and we just gave everybody extensions so everyone's really comfortable on that treadmill of mediocrity. That is the problem. They could be better this year. If everybody comes back healthy, they can make a push. The East is not as strong as it has been in years, but now that the health has been a factor, they're stuck, and they have no way to pivot. They're pivoting like a large corporation. Have you ever been a part of a large corporation?
I haven't.
Yes, you have. You've been on NFL teams. Sometimes it takes a long time for the league to make a move. That's what we're seeing right now with the Chicago Bulls. It's going to take them a long time to admit, if they ever admit that they're actually wrong, but to make a move.
I actually think they're in the right realm here. When everybody comes back, they're going to make a push, and you're going to see a better Bulls team than you got right now.
I'm not arguing that. I'm just saying Giannis is available. Go get Giannis.
Five on Number five.
On a recent episode of the This Is Football podcast, ESPN's Kevin Clark and Adam Schefter discussed the amount of unread texts in their phones.
I work with a trainer once a week, and on his phone, great guy, Alec, and on his phone, he's got like 1,524 unanswered texts. That's the modern day equivalent of sleeping through your final in college. Okay? 1,524 unanswered texts. Oh my God.
I have 846.
Unanswered?
Unanswered.
I have zero. And I always have zero. Zero.
Kevin Clark and Adam Schefter on the This Is Football podcast. Here's the question. How many unread texts do you need to see to put someone in the serial killer status category?
Okay, here's my issue. I have like 40,000 unread emails, but I have zero unread texts. And I'm not kidding. It is like 40,000. Because I'm like, okay, I don't need to know what dress you have this week, Banana Republic. So I'm with him on the text messages, though.
What's the number?
I at least read the texts.
What's the number?
My texts are, that's what I just said.
No, I'm saying, what's the number for serial killer status in your mind?
For texts?
Yeah.
I have a good friend who's not a serial killer, and she's got like 500 unread texts.
Okay, so 500 is not
so
the
bar. So I'm going to say...
4 digits? 1,000?
Yeah.
Okay, 1,000. Clay, you passed.
Okay,
you passed.
I showed Marshall.
I have 4 unread texts, and that's just because we've been doing radio. That's the only reason they have been unread.
And like, not replied to. I have not replied to all
and,
of those.
Oh, and yeah, Marshall, yeah. What is your serial killer status number?
I'm going to put it at 446.
I showed Marshall my phone. I have 446 unread text messages. It's just like time, you don't reply. I don't know how it happens.
What does replying have to do with reading the text?
You know, I haven't thought this one out a little bit. Maybe you read the text, but if it's an important text, then yes, I'm obviously
they're unread texts. You don't know whether they're important or not until you read them.
Yeah, it's true.
That's the thing. Like an email, you kind of know what it's going to be. Like, okay, H&M, I get that you have a new shirt today.
I'm very disappointed in Clay Harbor right now.
Clay, I got your back. If it's important enough, they're going to text you again.
Yeah, text me
oh,
back.
Oh, God, I hate it. I hate it. I don't do that. I'm like, I texted you. That's it. If you don't reply, I'm not replying.
I'll be calling you from now on. I will not be texting you anymore now that I've
said I reply to your text. You're in like the top
phone
top
call?
Group.
You call?
Is that a problem?
It's just dramatic.
I've called you before.
Yeah, but I, you know, that's what we do.
Okay. I'm just very disturbed by the... I didn't think someone I knew.
446.
Are most of them like group threads or something?
There's a lot of group threads in there.
Oh, so if you clicked on it, a bunch of them would go away.
Yeah.
The group thread. Yeah, okay, yeah. I can see that.
No, I think I'm giving him an out here.
Yeah, don't do that.
Yeah, thank you, Layla. Appreciate that.
So they're individuals. That's an eyebrow raise. Oh, somebody only has 300 unread emails on Twitch. You guys are responsible. The Twitch mob is so responsible.
Emails are hard, man.
Coming up next, we're going to continue. Clay Harbor is in here for an hour. Clay hosts the Big Pro Football Show on CHSN. We love to have him in. And Kevin Byard mentioned this on the Exhibit podcast, something that's a practice habit that I think a former NFL player would be very interested in. So we'll do that next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS.
With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.